Trumos Perik Yud, Mishnah Vav 10:6. One more Mishnah discussing fenugreek, tilton. So again, you'll remember that when it comes to fenugreek, the seeds are edible and the stalks are inedible. However, both seeds and stalks have the same taste, the fenugreek taste. So the Mishnah says, Misha hayalo chavile tilton bikilai hakerem. If a person had a bundle of fenugreek stalks that are laden with fenugreek seeds, and those stalks and seeds had been growing inside a vineyard, rendering them kilai hakerem, meaning they had to be destroyed, they had to be burned. So then, yidalku, they all have to be burned, meaning both the edible seeds as well as the inedible stalks all have to be burned, because they're all kilai hakerem. Hayalo chavile tilton shel tevel. If a person had untithed fenugreek, and he has bundles of it, where you have bundles that include both the stalks and the seeds, so then one has to tithe them and give the appropriate amount to the Kohen, let's call that, 1/50th of the seeds. So therefore, the Mishnah is going to say, he would essentially estimate, Mishnah will say, Kotesh, he can bang out some of the seeds, Umechashev Kama Zera Yeshbehen, and based on his estimate on how many total seeds can be collected from all these different, all the bundle together, meaning if, let's assume, he figures he can get, when he collects all the seeds by extracting them all and detaching them from the bundles, he'll get a total of 50 cups of fenugreek seeds. So then he can just say, okay, I'm going to now bang out 1 cup worth of fenugreek seeds and then give that as truma to the Kohen, leaving the rest attached. Remember, when it comes to truma, there's always an obligation to give it based on an estimate and not actually to measure it properly. So that's perfectly fine. So that's what the Mishnah says here. Kotesh, bang them. The word kotesh usually means something like in a mortar and pestle to kind of grind up, but here it doesn't mean that. Really, it means, I guess, to bang it together and then they'll fall off. I've never actually extracted fenugreek seeds, so I can't say for sure. But whatever it is, you get those, knock off those seeds, and then umechashev kama zera yesh behem, based on your estimate of how much your total requirement to give is for truma, umafresh es hazera, you'll separate that requisite amount. Ve'enot tzarech lahafresh es ha'etz, there's no reason to give the stems along with the seeds when you give your truma to the Kohen, because again, those stems are not edible as food, and therefore no need to give him. However, don't forget that the stems and seeds take the same. So like the stems, while they can't be truma midoraisa, they could sort of be like, I'll call it truma midorabanan if you so call them truma. And therefore, imhifrish, if a person says, you know what, I have 50 stalks laden with seeds here in the bundle, I'll give 1 stalk plus seeds as truma. So then at that point, a person can't first separate the seed-laden stalk and then say, now I'll bang off the seeds and give it to the Kohen and keep the stalks for my animals. No, you can't do that. In Hifrish, if you designate the stalks with the seeds as truma together, lo yomar, after that, you cannot say, achtosh, so you echtosh ve'etol esa'etz, I will first bang out the seeds, collect them, and then I myself will take the eights, the stalks for myself, ve'eten esazera, and I'll give the Kohen just the seeds. You cannot do that. Rather, since you've designated the stalk as truma with the seeds, and since there's a special rule that applies to fenugreek, since the stalk tastes like the seed and it sort of can be used for flavor, elenosen ha'eitz im hazera, once you've declared the stalk plus seeds to be truma, so then you have to give both the stalk and the seed to the Kohen. You can't keep the stalk for yourself.